Oh, hello, dear. Come on in. No, it's not bother. Always nice to have a visitor these days. You know, me age. I don't get to see many people. Haven't the mobility, you know. I've had a few falls and all that. But I keep going. Soldiering on, as they say. They wanted me to go into a sheltered accommodation, but I wouldn't. I was born in this house, did I tell you? Back in, well, a long while ago now. I've lived in this street all my life. I've seen some comings and goings, you know. I were born in 1910. I can remember both world wars. Not that we saw much of the first one. The Great War, they called it. Because, of course, we didn't know there'd be another one like it up round here. But we still felt it. My father went off to that. We never came back. Of course, he wasn't the only one. There were so many, just from our little street. And people realised, it'd never be the same again. I was still a child, of course, so I suppose I handled the changes better. But the Second War, well, you'd never forget that. Sometimes I can still hear them sirens wailing away like they did, and well, no, it never goes away. We'll be in that shelter, 20-odd of us, listening to the sirens and the sound of the bombers overhead. And the bombs falling, never knowing if it might land right on top of you, or if you'd still have a home to go to when you came out after the all clear. I was married by then. My Donald was overseas. He was taken prisoner at Dunkirk, so he missed the war. I suppose some would say he was lucky. It were just me and the two babies, Keith and Sarah. But I got through, didn't I? Not that you didn't try. I remember that time we were caught out in the air raid. I was out with the children. I pushed them down and I threw myself over them. Shrapnel was falling all around us. By the time we got to a shelter, there was already an house on fire on the road. People screaming, firemen trying to put it out. You were there, watching, I remember. You turned to me and smiled. Dear, I knew who you were as soon as I clapped eyes on you. Never forget a face. Besides, do you really think I wouldn't know death when I saw him? So, here you are for me at last, after all these years. Funny, all the times you could have had me. I had diphtheria when I was little, didn't I? Could have had me then, or the war. But you didn't. Why? Oh, I see. You like me. Well, I suppose it's your prerogative, isn't it? Being death and all. You've been doing this for such a long time. Have to have your little games in order to get through. No, I've no regrets. I've buried me husband. You let Donald come back from Germany in one piece. And he died in his sleep in 77. He'd seen his first grandchild by then. And he didn't have to see Sarah pass away. That was cruel of you, I have to say. My one complaint. Breast cancer. She just wasted away. It was terrible to watch. She'd always been such a bonny little child. It broke my heart. But she had her children before that happened, and Keith's still alive. I'm glad I won't have to see him go as well. That's how it should be. A mother shouldn't outlive her children. Afraid? Why on earth should I be afraid? I've had a good innings. And I'm gonna die where I always wanted to, in the house where I was born. I'm ready when you are. So, come on then. When are you gonna do it? What do you mean you already have? Oh. So, that's me, is it? Only it isn't, I suppose, not anymore. But that's what I look like. Well, just fancy. What? Oh, time to go, you say. All right. Just let me get my coat. Oh, no. I don't suppose I will be needing that anymore, will I? Well, best foot forward. Where are we? I mean, where am I going? What do you mean you don't know? Not your department? Bayek, where's in the council? Goodbye, house. We've seen a lot, haven't we? Be someone new in before long. Another family. New set of memories. Soon enough. No sign I was even here. Yeah, all right. All right. Let's go.